Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I admit it. I have a little bit of anxiety when, like, in the rare time that someone super famous calls in.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just have, like, an inferiority thing that, all right, sure, I'll call in, you know, like somebody, right. I just don't feel like, personally, like, I'm necessarily worth their time. So I get that sort of nervousness about, is it going to happen? Boss says it's going to happen. Now it has to happen because I don't want to be embarrassed. Like, he doesn't call in, calls in early. And maybe everybody gets, like, the Gronk treatment.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just no big time in his voice or anything.
He's been around. We didn't get to it. We only had the 10 minutes there. And he's done, like, a little bit of everything. Like, since he stopped playing. I mean, more than just the average guy that makes the rounds of the pregame shows and the studios and all the stuff. I mean, he competed on The Masked Singer. He's hosted kids' award show. He's just done a lot of stuff. And I feel like that just gets you ready to be able to play nice with almost anybody. But I know what you mean. Like, you know, a guy like that is, you know, I'm sure called into the Jim Rome show. And, you know, here we are.
Just or bigger.
Little old us. Right. Or bigger. Right. Anyway. But, yeah, I enjoyed that conversation. But I know what you mean. Like, I sort of just, you know, is this going to come off okay? Are we going to sound like chumps? Like, what? How's it going
to
go?
You, and to an extent me, and many Bills fans had a stretch there where, you know, it got the Trey White play. Like, it was sort of, what is that all about? But, you know, time passes and he's very convincing about his affection for, you know, home and family and all this.
There was, there was consideration to bringing that up when he said, when I got to New England, I was in New England, I hated the Bills. Like, yeah. Oh, is that why you elbowed Trey White in the face? But it's, I don't know, it didn't seem like the time for really to drag that out. Maybe if we were sitting in person and he could have, you know, gotten mad at me in person if it would have made him mad in the first place. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe he would have just, you know, played it off like, you know, yeah.
Maybe it was just one regret.
Yeah, maybe. But we'll never know now because I didn't have the balls.
We'll try to get
him
on again tomorrow.
We got a number now. I don't know.
We got a number.
I don't know where that phone will ring. Whose phone that was?
Yeah,
it's his own phone. But we got a number.
Would love to hear from fans on Bills Chiefs. How It sounds like I was the same way yesterday, just sort of like stuck to ask, how big a game is it? Like, it's almost like, in a certain way, a ridiculous question. What do you mean, how big a game is it? Well, how big a game is Atlanta-Denver on Sunday? How big a game is Colts-Jets? It's huge. It's great. It's great. My attitude about it is, I'm just going to enjoy the week. And win or lose, the point from the whole season holds, which is, it's still not really determinative about this year. Like, it's a step. And it could be an important step in seeding, you know, and who plays whom in the playoffs and where and all of that. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But it's also, like, we've been through it. The Bills have beaten them 3 years in a row on the road every time. And who cares, right? So I don't want to take too much off of the game because of that. But we all know that. We all know that it's the playoffs, and the teams know it. The players know it. But it still shouldn't take too much off of Sunday, which is, I mean, let's just hope it's great. Because this is like the game of the year, maybe, in the NFL. Regular season. Not the most important, necessarily, once we get to the end. But, you know, everybody would look forward to this game, I think. Any football fan anywhere.
I think that's right. Yeah, I mean, I you know, they all aren't, like, you know, fans around the country aren't going to be as tuned into the Bills have beaten them 3 years in a row in the regular season. They probably know they can't beat them in the playoffs, or have not beaten them in the playoffs. I shouldn't say can't, because I don't believe they can't, but they just have not done it yet. So yeah, I mean, it's the two guys you could certainly argue are the best two quarterbacks in the league. Lamar Jackson would like a word. Okay, fine. But it's legitimate to say that, at least. And, you know, that in and of itself makes it, even if they're both, you know, 6-4, I think it would still have that going for it. But the fact that the Chiefs are unbeaten so far, I think does add to it. From outside of Buffalo, like, for me, I've been saying for weeks here, get me, just somebody tag them with a loss. They're begging to get beat. Just somebody get them. And if I can take care of my business, I'll have a chance to pass them when they come here this weekend. And now that's off the table. And that takes a lot out of it for me. But I think people who aren't as invested in that part of it, and maybe even there's Bills fans that aren't that invested in that part of it. Maybe there's Bills fans who've been looking at the schedule all along while I've been talking about catching them, passing them, getting the one, going, you got the Lions, you got the Niners, you get, just no, this is not going to happen. And then they haven't lost yet.
That's kind of it, though.
Right.
As it appears now.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I've been adding the Rams to that the last few weeks, but, you know, I don't know, that doesn't feel as intimidating as it did before last night, I got to admit.
We could compare the schedules. You lose, forget it.
But the one, yeah, no, of course. Yeah, that's why I think, you know, we talked a little bit about this in the first hour of the show today. You can sort of strong arm me into accepting that it's not that bad a thing if the Bills don't get this game. Just sort of, you're in great shape in the division. You're still in very good shape for a high seed, but you also won't have the pressure to keep going. And if it falls right, you know, if you win enough games soon enough, maybe you can make your own little bye at the end. And that could be, you know, not as useful as skipping a playoff game against a playoff team, obviously. But still, you could get some benefit to resting. But the chance to pass them was just so close, and I wanted it so badly that I'm having a hard time feeling like this game is all that without it. Because the Bills are so, you know, last year when they went to Kansas City, like, they were on fumes. It felt like, oh my God, we're like in a team in crisis.
They needed to win.
Yeah. And they got it. And that was awesome. Yeah. You're going to have a hard time convincing me that they need to win this game.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, we're playing Kansas City twice a year. We always lose in the playoffs and win the regular season. This year, we got to flip the script. I hope we lose on Sunday because we got to play them twice. If we're going to play them twice, what game would we rather win? The playoff game. So I'm thinking we lose a regular season game, and then we win the playoff game, the one that counts.
So let's get all the way there, Jeff. This Sunday, you're watching. I don't know, maybe you'll even go. And the Bills lose to Kansas City. You're going to be happy?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay.
Do you really believe it? You hesitated there. I'm not trying to turn this into an interrogation, but I'm really interested in this because I didn't say it just now, but earlier today I said like that sentiment is going to be out there amongst Bills fans.
Only when they lose, if they lose, right? I mean, here's Jeff saying now, but
right.
I think if they lose, we'll walk out of the stadium and be like, okay.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever.
That sucked, but
go get him in January.
Yeah,
right.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. I don't know if I believe it. If you knew they were going to play again, of course everybody would say the same thing. If you knew they were going to win one of the two games, but it is important. You were saying it a few minutes ago, and everybody should realize it. Just like what it's worth to win.
Yeah,
because of the standings.
Right.
You're not in as comfortable a position as the Chiefs would be, of course, but you might be the favorite because of the bye week and the tiebreaker. You might, especially if it's decisive. I mean, the Chiefs, what's the story of the season for Kansas City? How come they don't look good?
They just keep getting away with it.
Yeah, like they just don't really look that great. If they hadn't won recent Super Bowls, they would be talked about like these Steeler teams that have great records, or Minnesota a couple of years ago, or like nobody's buying it.
I've seen a lot of reference to the Steelers, like Roethlisberger's, is it his last year? They're 10-0. I think it's the 20 season. That they go deep into the season undefeated, and we're all like, they're not that good. He's shot. It's not a team that's to be taken seriously. And they really wilted down the stretch.
Yeah.
And the problem I have with that comparison is that the quarterback was on his last legs. And Mahomes is still smack dab in the middle of his prime. I don't know how long it's going to last, but he's not at the end. And I don't even feel like he's near the end.
Well, there are always differences, but that Steeler team, this came up the other day. We were talking about them last week because Washington beat them. They were 11-0, and they lost. It was COVID. They lost a 5 o'clock Monday afternoon game to Washington after winning a Wednesday afternoon game against Baltimore.
Totally normal.
And then they came here on the Sunday night, lost. Then they went to Cincinnati on a Monday night, lost. They were putting points up. I remember it the same way when it came to Roethlisberger. But it doesn't matter. The Chiefs' history is real. And so whatever, if you want to say, what if they hadn't won? They have.
Right.
I mean, they've been to four of the last five Super Bowls. Only our last guest has beaten them in one of those. Anyway, what? it's important.
Yeah.
In terms of the standings, we're talking mostly about the psychology. But in terms of the standings, if the Bills beat Kansas City to go to 9-2, and they look like the better team, which you would expect them to do if they win. Bye week, rested for San Francisco at home. They'll be favored, I would think, if that happens. And then the Rams and then the Lions, Patriots, Jets, Patriots. That can be 14-3. And then Kansas City, it could even be 15-2, right?
Right.
But that's the best it could be. But that could be 14-3. And then you need still two more losses from the Chiefs?
Yeah, if I end up with one more loss, they haven't lost yet. So I tag them once, and then they got to drop a couple for me to get them. The other piece, though, here is like, that sort of pushes back against, well, KC, you know, if they beat you and you can let go of the one and just sort of put your head down and take care of your business, then maybe you can rest or whatever. Okay, you win this game. And you still have a look at the one. You can just keep going until it's apparent you can't catch them. And maybe by then you're in good enough shape that the one and the two are kind of look pretty locked in, or if not, actually locked in. And at that point, you can also sit down. Like if you're not going to get the two, or excuse me, not going to get the one, and you know the traffic behind you is comfortably behind you because you have this great record and everybody else has, you know, three or four losses or whatever they'll have, hopefully by then, I'm assuming, you know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh drop another game here, then you might be able to get your own little bye anyway, even if you're not going to get the one. You just, you know, just play it that way. I'm asking for a lot. I mean, you know, to have things like that clinched. I mean, it's one thing to be thinking about the division with a 5-game lead right now and feel like, okay, I mean, it would take a colossal collapse. And these other teams that just don't look capable of doing it, running the table, I mean, good luck to you if you think you're catching the Bills. To have comfortably, I mean, when is the seeding that sewn up? Sure, teams have the one sewn up. The Bills have had to slug it out every year to get the two. Every year they've had the two, they've had to lean into it to get there. Maybe this is a year, if you can get the Chiefs on Sunday, where you have a little bit of wiggle room at the end of December here. And again, even though you can't get the one, you still have a look at comfortably being the two to the extent that you can rest. I mean, that would be, you know, not as palatable as being the one, obviously, but it's...
Well, if you keep racing with better. Kansas City, then you also force them into that,
right?
That possible, you know, choice. They end the season at Pittsburgh, at Denver. That's not cake, right? So they'd like to be able to relax and skip the game in Denver. You know, if not another one, it could be like one of these Colts teams that got way ahead. If they win here, only if they win here,
right?
But you'd like to be able to put that pressure on them. Rob is next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys, what's going on, Bulldog? What's up, Mike? Listen, I'm listening to you guys, and, you know, Jeremy Joe yesterday, one of the things was, there was a guy that came on from Oneonta, and he was like, this game doesn't matter this Sunday. And I called right up. I was like, every game matters, especially this one. And the way I'm thinking about this Sunday is, if we win, it will set us in motion to propel us for the next three games. It'll help set that as far as we're capable of doing what we can do. But at the same time, if we lose Sunday, I'm kind of like, how is it going to look for the next three games? I mean, San Fran, LA, and Detroit. And it's like, now if we lose all four of those games, now what is it going to look like?
Well, I don't see why it really matters, like, to those games, what happens Sunday, unless there's, like, an injury or something, but...
I understand. It's just, like, that's my thinking. It's like, well, how does that change everything?
Well,
the other teams that might have some momentum. That's the word I was looking for.
How do we know...
I want the Bills to win. I'm a diehard Bills fan.
I assumed. You know? How do we know how the NFL works, though?
Absolutely.
I
100% agree with you guys all the time, but I was just saying, in my head right now, it's like, for Sunday, this is an important game.
Of course it is. It just doesn't determine whether you were going to like them in Detroit necessarily, you know, in a month.
Right. It'll make you feel like, oh, they beat a great team or a team with a great record, however you want to view the Chiefs this year. I think probably both things are true. Even though they haven't looked great, they're still a great team. They've got a great record. They've won the last two Super Bowls. I mean, what else needs to be said? So you feel like, oh, I beat them. It gives me, you know, I have a superpower now. I'm invincible. I can go beat Detroit. I mean, sure. It's meaningless. I don't think it means anything to how you're going to play in those games afterward.
All that we're talking about is to a maybe small extent in terms of the differences, how hard you're going to go in those,
right,
in those games, how hard you'd go all the way to the end. But no, I mean, everybody who plays in the league, everybody who covers the league, everybody says the same thing. It's week to week. And every year there are, how did you lose to New England last year but win in Kansas City? I mean, that's just like every season. And it's the Kelly teams. The Kelly teams always had a bad loss in the season, but they won. They beat good teams. They NFC, like, it's just how it is. So, yeah, I wouldn't think of it like that. But in terms of the standings, yes, it does mean a lot. It does mean a lot. And the feelings. James is next. Hi, James.
Hi there. I know the standings mean a lot. But we also have to look at who's available next week. We're not going to have Keon Coleman. it looks like we may not have Amari Cooper. Matt Milano's still on his way back. So I think it might just come down to how we win or lose the game. If we get blown out, eesh, that's not great. If we can keep it close, but, you know, lose a squeaker, you know, maybe that gives us a better sense of, you know, at least we were in it. And hopefully the next time we meet up, we'll be nice and healthy and we'll have all our weapons there. You know, not suggesting that will mean a lot, especially in standings, but is that something?
I think a close loss, like you mentioned, would just drive everybody insane, because that's all Kansas City is doing this year is winning close games.
Right.
And we're, you know, I heard the morning guys talking about this today. Is it enough?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe was asking, I wanted to be there to answer his question. Joe was asking or saying how Kansas City's season has made him question everything they've ever said about the close game stuff. What did we always say when the Bills were losing close games? That will turn around. And it did. Good teams especially. But Kansas City has Sneaky Joe in a state of mind where, like, they're impervious to that. And I'm here to say they are not. No one is. It might feel like it. And it's, I don't think they've beaten the game. I just think they're kind of a luck box. And it blocking field goals. Should you ever have a 35-yard field goal blocked? As a kicker, even? I know what the play looked like, but even as a kicker, just pop it up there. Easy for me to say. I don't know. I don't feel at all like the Chiefs have sort of beaten the game when it comes to winning all the close ones. It's easier when your quarterback and even head coach are great. Like, they've got that. They should win more close games than the Broncos or most teams. But I'm not giving up on the idea that they could lose their next four. That's a lot, isn't it? What if they lost their next four? Are they going to be the 85 or was it the 86 Jets who started 10-1 and then lost five?
I don't remember which.
Paul McGuire?
Don't remember.
One of the greatest.
Oh, right.
One of the greatest.
I don't know the year, but I know the story.
Prediction moments ever. They were 10-1. They had a studio audience in New York City, NFL Live. Paul McGuire was on the pregame show. And he said after the pregame show for week 12, he said the Jets 10-1. The Jets will not win another game. And he was right. 0-5.
Pretty good call.
And then they had the wild card against Kansas City, and he predicted the Jets to win, and he was right again.
Speaking of the greater Buffalo sports.
Legendary stuff. Yeah, legendary stuff. 803-0550. Thanks for your call. It's fun to start thinking about possible outcomes and what it'll feel like. Are we rationalizing losses already? Are we even wanting them, like the first caller here, Jeff? He doubled down. He's like, yeah, I hope they lose because they'll win in January then. Okay. Lines are open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Ross Tucker at 5. This is WGR.
It's two good teams, number one. And then when you have their history of winning, it brings to me a degree of poise and composure when they're in these, you know, situations that they've been in this year or even last year and through the playoffs. You know, one of the things that we respect and I was impressed by as they went through the playoffs coming here and then going to Baltimore, both on the road, both in close games, and they were very poised throughout. So it's certainly something that comes with probably winning over the years and winning Super Bowls.
Sean McDermott, the Bills and the Chiefs, marquee game in the NFL schedule, Sunday here at 425. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog to your calls again in a moment. I'm just counting now. This, we haven't done post-game for every one of them, but this is our 19th Bills-Chiefs game together.
Wow.
From 2003 to Sunday, they've played the Chiefs 18 times, and now another. Playoffs included, of course. They also met in 02. There, you know, the Indianapolis is an example. The way the standings fall, the way the schedule works, you will go, you can't go more than like 3 years, but you can go long stretches without seeing certain conference opponents very often, who might be somebody like that now, the Raiders or somebody like that now, because they've been bad. The Bills have been good. Instead, you know, these teams finish first in their divisions every year. How many years is it? It's at least four. So they're going to play every year. And then you have the playoffs, too. It's almost like a division opponent. It's almost twice a year.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly what it feels like.
So, and even when the Bills were in the drought, 08 through 15, 8 years, they met Kansas City every year. Just that's how it worked. They maybe neither team was that good, or when it was different, one team, that was the year those
divisions played
met.
Right. So yeah,
08 through 15 they met every year, and then in 17 they played. That's a game the Bills won in Kansas City after the Saints, that Saints debacle and Peterman and all that
right.
stuff.
Right, Taylor went back in and they won a close
Chargers.
Game. Yep,
yep. Mm-hmm. And then 18, 19, no. Since though. The game in the COVID year, 2020, here that the Chiefs won, rematch in the playoffs, 21. Bills win easily on a Sunday night there, rematch in the playoffs, 22. The Bills win a close game there, no rematch. Then last year, twice. A lot of history. It's fun. Let's go to Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Really well. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm going to say that I don't believe in the Kansas City Chiefs, all right? This year, especially, that last game with the block field goal,
mm-hmm.
if you looked at that game, if you looked at that play, do you realize that that was a penalty that wasn't called? It was called leverage. The guy that made the block put his hand on the back of the guard and pushed himself over the guard and made the play with his hand. That is called leverage. That is a penalty, number one. Number two, when they played Atlanta and the ball was thrown in the end zone, that was a blatant pass interference call. The Kansas City Chiefs are getting way too many breaks. I believe it has to do with the marketing and the fact that Taylor Swift is at all the games.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense that that's the problem. The other thing is I'm not thrilled with Patrick Mahomes. He won the MVP last year of the Super Bowl. Did not deserve it. But yet he got it because of his name.
Who should have won?
What's that?
Who should have won?
Harrison Butker should have won it.
Okay. It's an answer.
You can't disagree with me on that.
I can't?
That's the only reason they won. Because of him.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's a kicker, but okay.
It doesn't matter.
It kind of does. No kicker has ever won the Super Bowl MVP, Mike. It kind of does.
You're correct. You're correct. They haven't. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't. But you also don't have to think it. I'm pretty sure you don't have to think
I did.
That's fine.
I did. You're right.
You're demonstrating that you're thinking a lot of things.
That's fine.
I don't agree much with at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't believe the Kansas City Chiefs deserve to be 9-0
now. You think the league is giving them gifts because Taylor Swift is really popular. Let's just say it plainly, because that's what you're implying. Just say it flat out.
That's part of it. But also Patrick Mahomes. They're giving gifts because Patrick Mahomes is considered the poster boy for the NFL.
Well, you'd want it in this whole conspiracy mindset, Mike, where like it's all going to be sort of fixed for Kansas City. If you're the NFL, wouldn't you want it to be close?
Yeah, I would. I totally would.
All right, so they're going to lose here at some point. Or do you think they'd rather have...
They're going to get their rear end kicked this weekend.
Despite Taylor Swift.
That's correct. We're going to beat them 48-17.
Let's leave it at that. Thanks, Mike. 48-17. I love that. Mm-hmm. Man, if that is the final score of this game, this call goes down in history. That is calling a shot right there.
For a variety of reasons, but mostly the
Despite
score.
Kansas yes. City getting every call, they will lose by 31. Love it. Love it, Mike. Thank you for being a part of our show. Russ is next. Hi, Russ.
Hey, how you guys doing? Off the top, I just got to say, I enjoy and I learn from WGR's coverage of the Bills from the morning. One Bills Live sale, and you guys, it's tremendously entertaining.
Very nice. Thank you.
My observation is, I think the Bills and the Chiefs, this season anyway, are a lot of similarities in that, yes, the Bills have lost two games, but a lot of their games have come down to just making magic, pulling something out to win a game this week with the Colts, and all season with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They both have Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The Chiefs have Andy Reid, and I really have faith in Sean McDermott that he is going to turn out to be a really, really great coach. This week, I'm wondering if this is a who blinks first game. It's two teams that have shown in a lot of games that at the end of the game, at crunch time, they can get it done. And I don't know if that's just me or if you guys see the same similarity.
I think it's much more – that particular point for me, Russ, is much more earned by Kansas City than the Bills. This is one area where the Bills have not quite – this is actually – put it a better way – this is where I think people who doubt them the most. We'll let you go. There's a lot of noise here. But if you, sorry to do this, everybody, but to the caller's point, if you knew the Bills were going to lose in the postseason this year, how would you expect it to happen? The big games, the whole running bit about how the Bills are always in the game of the year in the NFL, but lose it. Like, there is enough truth in that to make that particular point. I think at least one of the biggest areas of concern about them, it's manifested in different ways. We'll talk to Ross Tucker in 20 minutes. This is how Ross talks about the Bills. Love the quarterback, great team. Now there's more of a different vibe this year, all these things. But I go back to last year when he mentioned this a lot when it came to the Bills versus the Chiefs or the Bengals, is picture that playoff game, who wins? And what happened? The Bills, I mean, they had their injuries, but teams do. They held up. They got the game to the two-minute warning, down by a field goal, and they choked it. Allen should have thrown underneath, bleed the clock, try to win the game in regulation. At worst, kick your field goal. Instead, it's two incomplete passes to the end zone and a missed field goal, and that's it. Like, that is an example. Philadelphia, mm-hmm. that's an example of the Bills missing when they often don't. Like during the season, I think this game on Sunday, it didn't prove to be that close as an example of a game where the Bills are the smarter team than Indianapolis. In the playoffs against these guys with all that experience and talent, it's a different thing. So I think these two teams, the records show it. The head-to-head shows it. they've been right together for, what is it now, 4 years going on five? They are right together. You want to put one over the other? You want to put Kansas City ahead because of the playoff success? Fine, I'm not going to fight you on that. But really, the Bills have been pretty much as good for 4.5-plus years as the Chiefs. That is what the Chiefs have that the Bills don't, is that sort of, what do you want to call it? Composure, whatever it is.
They just come through.
They just come through.
They win the toss in overtime, drive down the field, and get the touchdown against Tampa. That's it. We're done. We're done here, right?
Or against the Bills in the playoffs.
Sure. The Bills against Philly last year, game of the year, got the ball in overtime, couldn't get there. You know, it just, I don't mean to cherry pick. Last week against Miami, I mean, the Bills were very fortunate to even get in position to try a 61-yard field goal. And yes, Butker has made his share of long kicks. Like, Kansas City's not completely dominant and always buttoned up. But the Bills needed a Jordan Poyer brain cramp to even have any of that happen. So, you know, they just seem to have that on a lockdown more often than the Bills do. Again, they're not impervious to, you know, Mahomes threw an interception in overtime of the AFC Championship game at home against the Bengals. Like, it, you know, it has happened that they have not gotten through or come through. But I think there's a longer list of Bills' missteps in moments like that.
Thank you, Russ, and everybody. This is fun. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Ross Tucker at 5. We'll have time for a call or two next. Hopefully you didn't miss Rob Gronkowski about an hour ago with us. If you did, all our audio from within the last day, I guess, on the Audacy app, AUDACY. It's free. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR. That's today, by the way. Ross Tucker coming up in a little over 10 minutes. Maybe he'll tell us which game he's got Sunday. Last week he said.
Oh, right. He wasn't working at liberty to tell us yet. It hadn't been announced yet, but he knew.
Yeah.
Or had a pretty strong clue anyway, if he didn't flat out know.
It won't be a late game, because I think the Bills game is the only late game on CBS.
Right. There's another 4:05 game. I mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And maybe Denver? Atlanta-Denver?
Seattle-San Francisco, Atlanta-Denver, both 4:05 on Fox.
Ross will be working early. He knows this already. We're just trying to piece the puzzle together. Chris is next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in. First of all, thank you so much for making my long commute home enjoyable. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's nice.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. 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 I just wanted to really quick make a point. Win or lose a Sunday, what I really want to see is I want to see us in the zone. I don't want to blitz Mahomes. I don't want to get a lot. I want to have Babich kind of have us in zone still going into the playoffs. Because, you know, inevitably, hopefully, you know, we can get to the championship here and play, you know, and play Kansas City. And then we can really dial up the blitz, because Mahomes against the blitz is the numbers this season show. He's really had a lot of trouble under pressure. So that's kind of my point I want to make. I just wanted to see if we can, you know, get aggressive here in the playoffs and get to him and get a win finally against him in the playoffs. So thanks a lot. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe they're not holding up as well.
Yeah, yeah. I would want to differentiate under pressure versus under the blitz. Like, those can be different things. Typically, and this can be all over the place. Like, Allen has maybe not been as effective this year overall. I think he's had games where he's eaten up the blitz, but there have been other games this year where he got blitzed and his numbers were just terrible, comparatively speaking, to what he's done at other points in his career. So, like, I think Mahomes has traditionally destroyed the blitz. And, like, any great quarterback, usually, just, like, go ahead, bring it. You want to bring six or seven? Go ahead, I dare you. And so, even if he's having a tougher time this year with that, I'd be stunned if the Bills came into a game against the Chiefs and upended who they are. They are one of the least blitz-heavy teams in the league and have been year over year over year with McDermott at the helm here. It varied. I think last year they might get a little more blitz-heavy than they had been prior in McDermott's career. It would blow my mind if they just, like, completely went against their tendencies and attacked him that way.
I'm thinking, too, like, the Bills play the deep safeties, like, as much as any team, almost. But what good does that do me in this game? I thought Indianapolis' best success was in the first half, where they were just using the middle of the field, you know, kind of abusing the linebackers. But at the same time, what is Kansas City doing well? Their running game isn't efficient at all. Nobody's really Kelsey has kind of woken up once Rice got hurt, and he's had some good games.
Hopkins has popped a bit.
A little bit. But they haven't made Worthy work. There's like a weekly miss down the field. Yep. He's the guy they want to get down the field. So I don't know if it's the best. Look, last week they went to Indy and played man and didn't blitz, and like that it was a different Bills defense. You know, they're probably good enough to just be variable. We know they are. So yeah, you know it's a big game when it's X's and O's week, right?
I mean that's
it's different and more callers, and it's like tactics on defense, you know, it's big.
I like how the caller's thinking. Like, you know, give them something that you usually give them that you're known for giving them, and then upend that in the playoffs. Like, I like that as an idea, as a theory. I think you're really playing with fire if you do that against Mahomes. It's one thing to blitz Joe Flacco. I'd be very leery of attacking Mahomes that way, at least as a plan. Like,
you might not need to.
I think you want to mix it in, but I'd be stunned if this team became blitz heavy against him. I think they'd be too intimidated to do it.
You might not need to. Rousseau, Vaughn, healthy Vaughn, unlike last year when he was out. I don't know. Maybe you don't need to. Ross Tucker after sports. Thanks for listening. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.